We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Him, and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The implementation of the name of Allah Al-Adl in our daily life. One of the implementations that we're talking about is to keep the balance between the spiritual being of our existence and the materialistic being of our existence, which is to keep the balance between the soul and the body. The body is from mud, fed by mud products, animals and plants. The soul is from the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fed by وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا, fed by the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called Him a spirit. We have revealed to you a spirit from ourselves. رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا, fed by the Quran and being given and provided spiritual exercises that come from the Islam and the teachings of Islam, and being provided medications from the Quran and being protected by the teachings of Islam and by the instructions and the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have provided for us. The Quran provides three spiritual vitamins in particular. The first spiritual vitamin is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Some people take to Allah equivalents. Take others and they treat them the way they treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If not more. But the verse talks about treating them equivalent to the way they treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the believers, they love Allah the most. They love Allah, no match to their love to Allah, and no match to their treatment to Allah, and they don't treat anybody the way they treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the first spiritual vitamin, is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I ask any of you, what motivates you to coming? It's 5:15, man. And it's going to go backward and backward, and probably it's going to hit 4:45 soon. And Isha is going to be 10:30. And what brought you here this early time in the morning? And there will be no other answer except the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very strong love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second, the spiritual vitamin, which also a reason for you to be here, is the very strong desire to go to Jannah. And the third spiritual vitamin is the very strong fear from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Sajdah that we read every Friday, our Imam reads every Friday, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, that their bodies deny the right of the comfortable beds. And look at this expression, it's very beautiful. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ تَتَجَافَ. The word تَتَجَافَ is used to express when you are in love with somebody and you love that person very, 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 very much. You're so much in love with this person. And then you're pushing him away from you. I mean, it is the opposite. You're moving him in the opposite direction. If you're in love with somebody, you want to get closer to him, right? And that is the desire that you have. You're close to this person. You love him. You want to attach to him. But if you do the opposite thing, then there's a conflict there. There's a missing link there. How can you love him so much and then push him away from you? That is That is mysterious thing that needs an explanation. Why, how could you love somebody so much and push him away from you? And the answer comes in the verse that they تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع. Their bodies are in so much love with the beds. And you can imagine, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, what is most loved by your body? If I ask your body, and if your body can talk and tells you, what do you love the most now? You say, oh my God, the warm, nice bed and the very nice, fluffy pillow, those are no match. I love nobody more than I love those at this time of the night. Yet, they are in so much love with those, especially after a long day of working that has passed and another long day of working that is coming. And then look at their behavior. They love it, but they push it away from them. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع. They push it away from their bodies. Why? To get... Why are you doing that? You're going to do what? يدعون ربهم. To get up, pray for their Lord. Motivated, okay, what gave you so much strength? I mean, how could you achieve so much strength? يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا. Motivated by fear and greed. Fear from hellfire and greed to Jannah. The good fear and the good greed. The خوفا, fear of hell, first. طمعا, strong desire and greed to Jannah, second. And as a result of that, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Also, something very lovely we are in so much love with, and they still push it away from them, which is the money. Okay? You might say, I love money more than I love the bed at night, or somebody else love the bed at night more than you love money. Both of them are very dear to our hearts. Then the money that we love so much, also we are تَتَجَافَى. تَتَجَافَى, if I may say, تَتَجَافَى جُيُوبُهُمْ عَنِ النُّقُودِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. That they are pushing the money, the beloved money, to the pockets. They push it away from them by giving it away to the needy and the poor. Motivated by what? خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. In Surah, this is in Surah Al-Sajdah. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. That they were rushing into good deeds. Rushing. And that's opposite to the normal behavior. When you have a good deed, something you're doing, but you're not benefiting from, you usually, if you don't rush to it. Usually, you either, if you're very good, you move with the same rate, you move to your personal business. If you are really, really, you know, a good person, then you treat it the way you treat your own personal business. Okay? But, usually we treat it less than we treat our personal business. When we are volunteering for a job, or volunteering to do something, we don't give it the same attention. We take it less seriously. We're not taking that much seriously. That's the norm. If you're really good, you make it equal to your personal business. Now, those guys, يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, means they make it above their own personal business. And they rush to it. And why is that abnormal behavior? Why is this above average behavior? Why is this excellent behavior? How can you explain it? يَدْعُونَ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. Motivated by strong desire to go to Jannah and strong fear from our punishment. And you can see the exchange between raghaban wa rahaba in Surah Al-Anbiya, and in Surah Al-Sajdah it is تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. So, in the first one, it comes raghaban, love and fear, and in the second one, fear and love. And it's very important to keep in mind, as part of the implementation of the name Allah Al-Adl, is to keep also the balance between Raghaban and Rahaba. Because a lot of people have gone astray in this particular area. They lost the balance between Raghaban and Rahaba. Raghaban and Rahaba both are two wings to fly up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't fly with one wing only, love. And you can't fly with one wing only, fear. You need both wings to float and lift yourself up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Raghaban and the Rahaba. And if you think about it, this makes perfect sense. Some people, and we know them a lot, they say once you arrive, that's it. You keep working hard, 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 until you arrive to the level of love to Allah. Once you reach to this level, they say, أنت وصلت. أنت خلاص كده وصلت. أنت كده تمام. You have arrived, you have reached to the level of closeness to Allah, and that's it. No more, you don't need to work anymore. So they give up prayers, and they say, you're exempted from prayer. And then they say, yes, I've arrived to this level. I'm there high. That's it. No need for me to do extra worship and things like that. And I have seen a lot of those people. And then when you talk with them, but the Prophet Muhammad was never, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was never exempted from the prayer. How could you say that you are exempted from the prayer? Are you better than the Prophet? The answer comes back to say, well, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is legislating for the rest of the Muslim ummah. He's an example for the rest of the Muslim ummah, so he cannot do that. But we are special category. Special category. I like to call them goofy Sufi. Goofy Sufi. This particular is not the real good Sufis. No, this the goofy Sufi. And then they quick prayers. And then they even go further than that. That they pretend that they have special communications with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they receive special guidance from Him through their feelings and through their dreams. And there has been a joke about that, and they pretend that they have special powers, and they have been a joke about that, that one person, his sheikh, and of course the sheikhs always instruct the followers that to follow them blindly. Right, right, left, left, without any thinking. So, and they try to impress them by their powers and their knowledge. And they can know the unseen and they can help far away. So, one sheikh asked the follower to bring him a rice. So he brought him a rice. And while he's serving him with the rice, the sheikh did like this. So the follower said, Sheikh, what are you doing? He said, no, there was a ship sinking in the ocean and I was saving the ship. So then he looked at the rice and then he slapped him on his face. He said, what, Sheikh? He said, where is the butter? How dare you bring me a rice without the butter? So then the follower started getting angry and he started beating up the Sheikh. He said, are you out of your mind? What happened? He said, how could you save a ship in the ocean and you don't know that the butter is under the rice? So the lesson here to learn is when people love Allah with, worship Allah using love only, and they lose the balance between love and fear, this is what happens. They go into the path of misguidance. Now why does it make sense that we need both? Why one is not enough? Because we have something called mood swings. Allah al-Qabid al-Basit. He gives us one qabit, he puts us in one sad mood. Basit, he makes us from mabsut, he makes us happy. So, good mood, bad mood. Good mood, bad mood. Inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. Hardship is qabit, basit. We swing with Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the heart, it's called Al-Qalb. The reason it's called Al-Qalb is because of Yataqallab. The name came, the origin of the word is Yataqallab. Means, keeps flipping, back and forth, swinging. Good mood, bad mood, good mood, bad mood, good mood, good mood, bad mood, and so forth. So, when you are in the good mood of being so close to Allah, now, you need to keep in mind the fear. Why? Because when you get so close to Allah, you might slip into the feeling that He's my friend. I love Him. He loves me. There is no worry that I will do this little thing, this little bad things. He will forgive me. He doesn't want me to work hard. It doesn't matter what you do. He will always forgive you. You know, some people have reached to that level. We have, for example, our Christian cousins. When they say, we love him, he loves us, he's our friend, we are his children, it doesn't matter what we do, he will forgive us. Why? Because they have reached to this level where they say they lost the fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are in that mood swing, when you are in this swing, you need to keep in mind the fear of Allah so that you don't cross the limit. He's not your father and you are not his son. You are his slave and he wouldn't care about throwing you in hell if you don't seek, if you don't have interest into him, if you're not following the right path, he wouldn't care. He will throw you in hell. He said at the end of Surah Al-Furqan, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامًا. That Allah doesn't care about you, except he cares about the one who has interest into him and asking and praying for him. Those are the only ones that he cares about. The rest have denied his message, have denied his favors. And because they have denied his favors, indeed it is a must that they get their punishment. فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامًا. Their punishment is a must. And Allah, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. The words, I don't change my words and I don't do injustice to anybody. So, at the end of Surah Al-Shams, he said, وَلَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. That Allah has punished the people of Thamud with their sins by leveling their homes and leveling their existence with earth, destroying them. وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. And he doesn't care about consequences. He doesn't care about this. For he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is way above that. So when you reach to the level of love that will make you think that I have a special relationship with Allah, stop and remember the fear. The fear will hold you from going astray and crossing the limits. And then when you swing to the other side, which is the fear side, and then you have too much fear, you might despair the mercy of Allah, and you might kill you, go hard on yourself, and go very hard on others, because you're so much afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then no, remember the love now. Remember that He loves you. Remember that He's so merciful. Remember that He's wadood. Remember He's so forgiving. Don't despair His mercy. Don't think that you have to, you know, to kill yourself to achieve Him, to please Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't go so hard on yourself. Here we go. So between this and this, you will stay in the right path, keeping the balance between the fear and the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the second spiritual vitamin. So the first spiritual vitamin, وَالَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Believers love Allah more than anything else. And the second spiritual vitamins, خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. The third spiritual, actually the second spiritual vitamin is رَغَبًا. And the third spiritual vitamin is rahaba. The love is the second, and the third is the fear. You might ask, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is it being provided by the Quran? This particular spiritual vitamin and the spiritual medication, how is it provided by the Quran? The Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, uses a very beautiful style to stimulate His love in our heart. The first style that he uses, very beautiful styles. The first style that he uses, similar to this example, if I give you $100, Brother Zaki, wouldn't you love me?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What if I give you $1,000, love me more?
I love you more.
And the more I increase the gift that I give to you, the more you love me. But here is the catch. While I am reminding you of my gifts, I have given you this. I have created heavens. I have created you. Safe roof, which is the sky, I've created to you. Safe floor, which is the earth, I have given you. In Surah Ibrahim, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. And He has given you from all kinds of bounties and favors. If you try to count His favors on you, His gifts to you, you will never be able to count them. They are countless. But إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. The humans are transgressors, and kafar means they are in so much denial of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They deny them. They deny them so much. They are in so much denial to the favors given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.